Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday. The weekend is finally here. Got a lot to talk about today. Patrick Mahomes out. Will not play this weekend. Smart move. Very smart move. Phoenix Suns suspended. Well, they didn't suspend. Their center, DeAndre Ayton, suspended 25 games for using a diuretic. That's not good. That's not how you start the season. The Golden State Warriors look really bad. And the World Series resumes tonight. Some of the things we're going to get into today here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And we are brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know PLR sent you. 10% off of your cigar purchase. Just mention that I told you to come down there, located at 4991 South Alma School, locally in Chandler. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Become a club member, get a locker, a backup to a humidor. Watch one of the many televisions they have there. They have all the sport packages. Get down there, check them out. They serve beer and wine. You have no reason to leave once you walk through that door. It's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. 10% off, just let them know PLR sent you. Scheduled to come on today, the one only Mia Chambers, about 10 minutes after the hour or so. Get caught up with her going into the weekend. And I didn't leave the topic off the game last night. Yeah, Minnesota won. They didn't look bad. They didn't look good. But they didn't look bad. Hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, you know the topics. Call in number 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. Do have a caller on hold. Thanks for your patience. You're on the Cave Show with PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's Lou.
Lou, what up, buddy?
So, your sons are in trouble already, huh?
Well, I drove them to school today, and my boy seemed okay.
Well, except
no,
for
one
guy. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, being 25 games, I don't think that's okay.
Well, I was talking about my sons. I have two boys. But, no, the sons. My Phoenix sons. Yes, considering the start that they got off to, this is not what you would want for the team. The Suns did not take this in a very happy space, let's just say. And obviously, they shouldn't. But the way it came out, the word came out yesterday, the Suns were quick to act and have a statement that they released to the media. And that came out last night at about 8 o'clock from James Jones. And just to paraphrase some of the stuff that he said, you know, DeAndre has expressed the deepest remorse. While he is suspended, we remain committed to the growth and development on and off the court. His actions are not taken lightly, and we are committed to ensuring that DeAndre understands the profound impact it has on the team, organizations, and Suns community. So they came right out. It wasn't we're going to wait and see. I think the Suns are resigned to knowing that he will be out 25 games, and it's sad for so many reasons. And just real quick, diuretics in itself are not illegal for the drug. It is illegal because it can mask a lot of stuff and makes you
basically
PLI. And anything you got in your system, it allows you to flush it out. So that's not good.
Never is. I mean, they say it may help you in the short term, but in the long run, you're going to pay for it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, my other one was, okay, what does the Astros need to do in Game 3 to make this series interesting?
They need to get back to playing their type of basketball, their type of baseball, to make it real simple. They got to pitch. They got to get timely hits. They got to move runners over, and they got to score. I mean, the one thing that the Nationals have done very well, better than the other two series that the Astros are in, is they flat out have better pitchers, better starting pitching. So they've got to get to Anibal Sanchez quickly, get to the bullpen, because they're looking at themselves in the mirror when they're looking at this pitching staff. And they're just really, really good. I just thought the other things the Astros would do better, but right now the Astros are being out-Astroed by the Nationals.
Yeah, you can say that again.
So that, to me, basically is what the situation is right now.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs made the right call, though, in not letting Mahomes play this week. I think he needs one more week, and I think the team is right.
Oh, I think they're 100% right. You can't win. You don't want to win this battle and lose the war at the end of the year. They're in a crap division. You know what I mean? They're really just in a bad division. So why rush it? So.
Yeah, he was confident, in saying that I'll be ready to return, but that's what your heart is saying. But I think your head was trying to tell you something else.
Yep.
As I've always said.
Smart move. It was a very smart move to sit him out, let him get right.
Yeah, I wish I could have said the same for for our teams, because the Jets, of course, are banged up. Their guard. Right now is, there's been a dispute over his type of injury. He's in Boston for a torn labrum, but the Jets say that this is an unexcused absence.
Say that one more time, Lou. I'm sorry.
Well, it's the New York Jets guard.
The New York Jets guard. Oh, offensive lineman guard?
Right.
Okay. The Jets are a mess.
Tell me about it.
I mean, it's...
By the way, have you seen any ghosts lately? Oh, boy.
I have not, thank goodness. But, yeah, they're a mess. There's no getting around it. That team is just a mess. I think it's time for the... I think that is a one-and-done coach.
Hmm.
I really do. I think it should be a one-and-done.
Maybe.
So, Adam Gase has done nothing, in my opinion, to say, wow, he's done a good enough job to warrant another year. I mean, everything has fallen apart. Again, when the season started and Darnold was going to be out for a while, he looked like a two-year-old that had lost his best friend. And a coach can't do that.
Aww.
A coach has to be like Belichick and basically say, next man up. Even if you don't believe it, everyone else in the locker, you got to be next man up.
Yeah.
So that's one. Then two, you allow your young quarterback to get mic'd up, and you do nothing to prepare him, nothing to help him. That's two. Three, your best player possibly on the team, your running back, you basically told him you didn't want him, in the off season. So I don't see what this guy has done. And when I look back with the Dolphins, I don't see what he's done to warrant him to be this great mind. I know Jay Cutler had some good years under him, and they deemed him the whisperer. But I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan at all. So, well, we'll see. For me, the jury is still out.
Yeah, I guess the jury's still out with all of us. I think maybe, though, that, you know, that his mono illness may have gone to his head.
Well, wow. I think the problem is you got a young guy who came out of SC, threw a lot of picks at SC. But you had to turn the reins over to him because of where you drafted him. So you decided to go out and get a guy who's supposed to be the quote-unquote quarterback whisperer that was going to help him out. And I just don't think I've seen anything from him that says, wow, this is what I do. And I think that's the problem. And this is where I think your coach gets that label. Quarterback whisperer is a farce because Jay Cutler won in Chicago with the help of also a really good defense. And he didn't have to do a lot. When he came back to Miami last year, Miami had a little bit of talent, and they didn't do well. The quarterback, Tannehill, didn't do well. So I'm not sold on him. I don't think he's a leader of men at all. And you can't be a head coach in the NFL if you're not a leader of men.
Yeah,
so,
I think I got it.
I do have a question for you, though.
Name it.
So, as I'm watching the Jets and the Giants allow the season to go whatever, do what it's going to do, which team digs out first?
Now, by that you mean which team is going to lose their coach first, or?
No. Which team has a shot at becoming a good football team?
Giants.
Like, which team? And why? And just out of curiosity, why do you say them?
Jets have been a joke for years, and I think maybe that the Jets quarterback, you know, I think has a little bit more potential than the Jets. So, on that alone, I think maybe the Giants could be the first to become a more competitive team. Maybe not this year, but in the few years to come.
Now,
I mean, Jones over Darnold any day.
Now, I could be mistaken, but I want to say, I know you've been on the show for over a year now.
2 years.
On the show for over, 2 years now. You were never sold on Darnold, if my memory serves me correctly. Am I right or am I wrong?
Correct, and I'm still sticking with it.
Okay. All right. I was thinking about that. I'm like, I don't think you were ever really sold on Darnold to begin with.
No. I mean, those boos from when the draft pick, you can all the way back to USC.
You know what, though, Lou? The one thing about the NFL that I think is kind of funny, and I think that they have to look at themselves and change, too. Back in the old days, and we're older, so we remember this.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks were drafted, and they sat for about a year or two. And then they came in, and then they played. Very rarely did a rookie quarterback come in
right.
and play. So now, because the amount of money that they're invested in them and the amount of time they have, so the way this model is planned now is if you get a young quarterback, you got to win the first 4 years before you have to pay everybody. So they got to play right away. I think when you do that, you're going to cycle through a lot of quarterbacks, and you're not going to give them a chance to get good. And I think I see that happening with some of these teams. When you have a team like a Cowboys, where you could bring Dak in, and even though he was young, you had a great line. You had a great running back. You had a solid defense. It's not as dire. And I think that's what's hurting Sam Darnold and what's hurting Daniel Jones is they're coming into a mess, and they're expected to fix the mess. But the mess has been there longer than them, and I think they're finding it a little bit more harder to fix that mess.
Yeah.
But yeah, my friend, that's it.
Right. I know you got to go, so we'll just leave it at that.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen.
And hopefully we'll still think it'll be baseball by Monday. We'll find out.
Real quick, before you go, I know you have a show on Saturdays. Could you just tell everyone how they can listen?
Very simple. Called the Enhanced Sports Show. We're on Saturday nights. Are you 1 hour behind or 2 hours behind me?
Three.
Okay. Then in that case, it's 3 to 5 p.m. your time, 6 to 8 Eastern time. The number is 712-775-7035. PIN number is 423-999 plus the pound sign. If you do not press the pound sign, you don't get squat. So if you're going to call in, press all the numbers as necessary.
All right, buddy. Have a great show this weekend and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Up now, the one, the only, Mia Chambers. It's always good to bring her on. We got her in exactly 15 seconds.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, how are you doing on this lovely Friday?
Fridays are always lovely. I am absolutely stupendous.
Well, that is good
you?
To hear. I am doing
so,
great, as usual.
Are you on a plane today? Are you, like, in the Caribbean? Like, what's going
no,
on?
No, just in the busy streets of New York, downtown Manhattan. But I will be on a plane in 9 days going to Thailand for about 10 days, so I will be out of the loop for a little bit.
I got to get a GPS. Well,
why the silence?
Because you're going to Thailand. All right, let me tell you something right now. I'm not worried about anything happening to you because they don't kidnap us. So you're fine. I just got to put a GPS on you. But we don't get kidnapped. I don't know if you've ever noticed that around the world. We never get kidnapped.
Yeah, that's relatively true.
Well, I think what I'm going. Who was the last one of us? Hey, look, if they kidnap you and call me, let them know they can put the ransom on layaway because I can't do it all at once because I got kids. But I give them a little bit of
you
weed.
Know what? You would let me suffer? That is so rude.
I would let you suffer. I have you at my Christmas. Just like
oh,
the,
joy,
just like
thank
the Kmart,
you.
Hey, just like the Kmart layaway. You got to have it all out by Christmas. I get you out by Christmas.
I see.
Hey, a little bit down, a little bit of weed. Well, like Renaissance, a little bit down, and then you own it later.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you. I don't need anybody owning me.
All right, no problem. I got you. If they get you, I got you. Don't worry about it.
I see.
What happened last night? I mean, if I can.
I have
bad,
no idea.
But
they
didn't
look good,
you know what I mean?
Either. Yeah, I was going to say, they did not look great either. And they can't score no touchdowns. They ain't going nowhere. I'm not convinced on them. I was convinced on them, but I'm not. Andrew. Thielen was hurt. And, you know, obviously, Stephon Diggs stepped up. Obviously, Dalvin Cook is a monster in itself. But they can't win by just scoring field goals. I'm sorry.
But at the end of the day, they're 6-2.
I don't care what they are. They're not gonna get past the. They're not gonna get past the playoffs playing like that. I'm sorry. I don't care
what
your record says.
Here's what I find, and this is one thing that I've noticed: when good teams beat bad teams, sometimes that's a sign of showing that we can win when we're not getting our best pitch. So if and we see this in baseball, sometimes a good pitcher's fastball doesn't throw strikes, and their slider's off. They have to go to a changeup, and the changeup works. It's not pretty, but it works, and they win the game. So maybe last night
right.
The fastball was off, and it worked. And whereas a bad team would have lost that game, but because they're a bad team, they still found a way. I'm just throwing some stuff out there. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
I see. You keep doing that. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Well, look, we got picks to make. Let's get
we
started.
We do.
Let's get started. Right at the top, Seattle goes to Atlanta. I call this the Dan Quinn fire game. So I'm going with Seattle. What about you?
I'm definitely going with Seattle.
Yeah, I think this is the last game that Dan Quinn coaches. He sucks anyway, and he should be out. And I don't care. I don't have a horse in the race. By the way, the point favorite in this game is all over the place. It's from 3.5 to 6.5. It's all over the place.
They don't know what they want to do.
They don't. But at the end, it's still Seattle. Philadelphia goes to Buffalo. Philadelphia, before you make this pick, they cut Orlando Scandrick. He was all over Fox.
First of all, I was never going to pick the Eagles.
But just so you know, he was all over Fox Sports today. And he was saying how the team is selfish. Malcolm Jenkins is selfish. The team has no direction. It doesn't know what it wants to do. And then Malcolm Jenkins came back and said, you know what, they got rid of this guy for a reason, basically. And I'm paraphrasing, but they're going back and forth. That's too much drama going into a game against a good team.
I agree.
I think Buffalo wins this.
I agree. I like Buffalo.
All right, so here's a game I don't know how to go. The Giants are going to Detroit. The Giants aren't very good. Detroit has thrown in a towel officially. They traded one of their best defenders in Diggs a couple days ago. They've had three tough losses. It seems like the mojo's gone. Kenyon Johnson is out for the year. Which bad team is going to be better?
I think the Lions are going to win this one, honestly. And, you know, the way the Lions played against Green Bay, that's what's kind of pushing me more towards the Lions in this one.
I'm going to go with you, even though I think that if there's ever an upset, this would be the upset, because you have disgruntled players, and disgruntled players just don't play well. When you got infighting,
right.
You got players mad at coaches not happy in their situation, players mad at the management moving players. Again, too much noise. Tampa Bay and the human turnover known as Jameis Winston goes into Tennessee. It's playing under Tannehill as the official starting quarterback. Who are you going with in that game?
You know, I think I like Tampa Bay. I don't know. This one is a toss-up. Tennessee's at home. That's the only thing giving them any justice. But I still think I like Tampa Bay with the turnover king.
All right, I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to take Tennessee because I think they reestablished themselves as a running team. And they're going to bail Tannehill out. And Jameis is going to be Jameis at the end of the day. Denver goes to Indianapolis with the worst quarterback in the NFL, Joe Flacco.
I like the Colts in this one.
I don't even think I need to say who I'm picking. Once I said Denver is going to Indianapolis with the worst quarterback in football.
Exactly.
Yep, that's right. In London, fish and chips to you, mate. Cheerio. Pep, pep.
The Cincinnati Bengals. The Rams should kill Cincinnati. And if
they
don't kill Cincinnati, they deserve to lose every game of their season. Because they should demolish them. I don't know. They should. They should cover. But will they? That's a whole different animal.
Hold on. Did you really say demolish? They are a 13-point favorite in this game. And you think they can get that? Okay.
They should get that. I don't know if they will. They've been a disappointment, but they should.
Just because Cincinnati has a lousy quarterback, no running game, because a poor offensive line, their best receiver's out, and their defense is terrible. I don't know if that means anything. What, are you being arrested?
Oh, no. I told you I'm on the streets in New York. Did you think I was joking? No, I was very serious.
You know, I don't have to worry about you in Thailand. I got to worry about you in the village, huh?
Exactly. We may not make it out alive. You never know.
In New York. Oh, my Lord. The New York Jets.
It's rough out here.
You ain't lying, boy. The Jets and their ghosts go visit Jacksonville.
I like Jacksonville in this one, but this game could also go either way.
Boy, there's some really I know you're not supposed to curse on radio, but there's some shitty games this weekend. Carolina
sure
goes and plays San Francisco.
You know, I like Carolina in this one, to be honest with you.
On the road, really?
Yeah, this is going to be my bold pick of the week. I'm calling the upset.
Wow.
Yeah, bold prediction.
San Francisco is anywhere from a 6.5 to a 7-point favorite, and you're saying take Carolina, and not just to win, but the points. Wow.
Yeah.
New England gets to play Cleveland.
New England's going to win. No, New England's going to win. Are they going to cover? Well, yeah, they are now. The cover keeps dropping. I think it's going to end up at 10. It's already dropped 3 points in 2 days, so I think it might end up at 10. At that rate, I think they cover. They were like 14 or 15, and that's pretty rough. You know, they're not the Jets or anything like that, but then again, the Jets didn't score 1 point. So at this point, I think if it ends at 10, I think New England definitely covers.
Oakland visits Houston. Houston is a scary team. Sometimes
you know,
they really
are, and sometimes they look really bad. And Oakland likes to spoil people's futures.
Yes.
So this is a tough one for me. I like Houston. I like Houston, but do they cover at -7? I think I would like that 6.5 better.
Yeah, I don't know in this game. I'm going to go with them for the win. I don't know about the points. They go to D.C. and they beat KC with Patrick Mahomes. And then they go to Indianapolis and they lose to Indianapolis.
And they lose exactly. Hard
don't
to
know
say.
What team you're Don't know what team you're going to get. We have Green Bay on a Sunday night game going to Kansas City.
Well, Patrick Mahomes
is
not playing. Exactly. So Green Bay is definitely going to demolish Kansas City.
And there you go with that word again.
Yeah.
Demolish.
Kansas City's defense is trash. No, first of all, he has no Patrick Mahomes. So the effectiveness of their offense drops about 40%. So, with that being said, no, I do not trust Matt Moore to beat the bad man who is Aaron Rodgers. And so, on Sunday night, I'll be picking the green and yellow cheeseheads.
The Chargers come into Chicago.
I hate the Chargers. I hate them. So, unfortunately, as much as I think the Chargers are going to win this game because the Bears have been nothing but a letdown, I'm going for the Chicago Bears.
Okay, let me share something with you real quick, just so that way we get some stuff cleared up. Okay, we don't use words like they've just been a letdown, like in that tone of voice. They've just been god awful in that tone of voice. We kind of clean that tone of voice up a little bit. Okay, we don't just
have been god awful.
Okay, but it's not it's not what you said. It's the way you said it. It just came out so dismissive, and I didn't really care for the tone in that. And that's all I'm saying. You could say it. Like, I could say, wow, the Bears are killing me. They suck. That's one thing. But when you're, like, you know, treating them like an Eminem rap song, whoopity la, 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 that's different. That's disrespectful. But I'm with you. I'm going with the Bears this week. I think this is a make-or-break week for them, and I think it's a make-or-break week for their quarterback. And if he doesn't find a way to pull them through the game this week, he is going to prove everybody right and prove me that it's time to move on. We're not extending him.
Exactly.
It's time to move on.
I agree.
Let's hold his ass up. Arizona goes to New Orleans. I still don't think Drew Brees is going to start. I don't think it matters.
He isn't. It doesn't.
I don't think it matters. The Cardinals are still going to win this game.
I definitely agree.
You think the Cardinals are going to win?
What?
I said the Cardinals are going to win, but I was playing. Yeah, no. The Saints are going to win.
No, I knew you were joking. Of course the Saints are going to win, but will they cover? That is the question.
Well, my question for you is, that was a European ambulance. What the, are you in Stockholm now?
Listen, I don't know what kind of ambulances they have here in New York City, but they clearly have all different kinds, okay? You're lucky I don't get ran over by somebody over here.
That was a London sound. First off, I think it's scary that I know the difference between a police siren and an ambulance siren and a whole other city. So I think that I won't say anything else about that.
Not my fault.
I don't know if it's a good thing, but I can tell you the difference between an ambulance and a police siren in downtown New York, in Manhattan. So, and then in the worst Monday night game ever scheduled, we got the Dolphins going to Pittsburgh. Oh, my Lord. Go ahead, pick.
Listen, I'm definitely going with Pittsburgh. Hello.
Just before I let you go, we got New York and Detroit, crap game. We've got Tampa Bay and Tennessee, crap game. Denver and Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a good team. And Jacoby Brissett can play. Marlon Mack can run. They're just not real exciting to watch if you don't live in Indianapolis. So I won't even call it.
Exactly.
I'll take that out. Cincinnati is playing L.A. and London. Cincinnati's terrible. Nobody wants to watch them play. New York
exactly.
goes to Jacksonville. No one wants to watch them
horrible.
Play. And Miami is playing in Pittsburgh. Out of all the games, like that's five cat games and two games nobody cares about.
This is going to be a short week of football. Well, at least you won't have to flip through so many channels.
No, because
that's the way I look at it.
Well, here's what usually happens. Since I'm out in Arizona, the Bears get the early game. So I wake up in time for the game, set my fantasy lineup, watch the Bears game, start cursing at the TV. And they kick off at 10. I start cursing at the TV about 10:12. And then I curse at the TV from 10:12 till about 12:40. And then I say, wow, I've just wasted an entire Sunday. And then I go do something that the boys want to do. And then I don't want to watch any more football because the Bears will piss me off. And then all I do is check my fantasy
sports. That sounds about right.
But I do want to say this real quick. Ura.
Yes.
Why did
yes.
you like that last week in fantasy football?
Oh, because I've been locked out of my account and I can't change my lineup, and they told me to send an email and they were going to resend me a code to reset up my thing. And I've been calling them and emailing them, but I've gotten nothing back from them. So for the past 2 weeks, I haven't been able to set my lineup in any of my leagues. So you probably will all be beating me very badly over the next couple weeks until I can get back into my account.
So, just to share something with you, if I added the 25 possible points you would have got if you would have made a switch, and it actually would have been 24 points, but let's say the 25 points, let's be nice, and I throw the 25 points up, then you would have only lost 163-97.
Oh, you know, it wouldn't have been so bad then.
Oh, no, you would have cut that big time.
That's what I was thinking.
So you would have only lost by 66 points.
Yeah, that's much better.
But the 91 you lost by.
I feel much better about that number.
Oh, wow. Chambers, please get your password reset so that way you can at least come closer to losing by – where did you use earlier? Demolished? So you're not getting demolished?
Yes. Yes. Like I'm hoping Jacksonville does to the Jets. Demolished.
Oh, and drop Josh Gordon. He's done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't drop anybody. I can't even get into my account.
Oh, you're killing me.
I know.
You're
it's terrible.
Me.
Who do you like more to cover? Saints at the 10.5 or Houston at the -7?
Saints.
Against Arizona? You have no faith in your team?
Okay. I just gave you some belly aching about the Bears. I have one team.
I'm talking about the team that you are automatically in tune to like because you live there. That would be the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, so you're a Jets fan, man?
No, not at all.
Oh, same lot. I do like the Cardinals. And they're fun to watch with Kyler Murray. They really are. And it depends on a lot of stuff. I don't know. If this is, I would say to anyone, don't bet this game until you know if Kamara and Breeze are playing. And they're not going to say anything up until game time. So it's going to be a tough game. But if Kamara is out and Breeze is out, then no, I think it's going to be a lot tougher. And I would say I would take Arizona. But if Breeze and Kamara plays, then I would take the Saints. And I hate to say it like that, but for betting purposes, I will. But do I think the Saints will win? Yes, no matter what. But I think Breeze Kamara says cover. Breeze Kamara, no, they don't cover.
No, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, interesting. Interesting.
So, I hope you can set your lineup. Because watching you get beat like this.
No, I can't. I can't. Maybe you can, since you're the commissioner. Maybe you can log in and figure out why they've deactivated my account.
Probably because your team sucks. And they're trying to find an excuse for you. Does that help?
You know what? That is rude. That is rude and inconsiderate. Yes, that's very rude.
Now you see how I felt when you talked about my Bears. That's the same way I felt when you talked about my Bears. Just it hurts.
Okay. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
I cannot edit your lineup. I'm in there right now. I cannot edit your lineup.
Well, that is some terrible commissioner.
Let me say it like this. It wouldn't. It don't. It's okay. It wasn't bad. It's all right. You're good. Don't worry about it. If you don't get in, don't worry about it. Even if you said it, don't worry about it. You're good. That's all I can say. So, all right. We'll get up next Wednesday.
Yes, we will.
All right, we'll talk then. Enjoy. Get off the streets of New York.
I'll try. We've got a long walk out here.
All right, I will talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Paul.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend. All right, bye.
You too. The one, the only Mia Chambers. She's got to get that light up there. She does sports for a living. You can't have a fantasy record that bad. And do sports. Just not a good look. Let's pay a couple bills and we'll be right back with you.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Couple quick things before we get out of here. Music started. I don't know what happened. The Warriors are in trouble. The Warriors are in trouble. Basically, the Clippers played Steph tough and dared everybody else to beat them. And there is no everybody else. D'Angelo Russell is okay. And what he's going to do with this team, I mean, he's a ball player, so I'm not like dissing him by saying that. But there's nobody else on this team that even scares you if you're worried. I mean, there's not even anyone that makes you go, oh, crap, they might be, there's not one person like that. They're going to be bad. They're going to be really bad. Honestly, unless something out of nowhere changes, OKC and Golden State both might miss the playoffs. We knew the Lakers were going to get one of those spots. Do the Kings get the other one? Do the Pelicans get the other one? Do the Mavericks get the other one? Can the Suns fight through until DeAndre Ayton's suspension is over? And that makes it loom. That makes that suspension hurt even more for the Phoenix Suns. It makes it hurt even more. And I did something that I'm not supposed to do. I'm talking about the Suns without a proper introduction.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
It's almost like that chance that was there is being taken out of your hand. And it shouldn't be. It is not the time to be suspended when the basketball gods are basically saying to you, check us out. Give us an opportunity. Open a door for us. Help us find a way into the playoffs. We have vets. We have everything we need to start building a good team. And for one of your cornerstone people to be out, that's just not good. It's going to put more of a scoring burden on Booker, more of a scoring burden on Oubre, more of a scoring burden on Ricky Rubio. And this really has to fall into the, what were you thinking? When you look at the list of the people who have been suspended for drug use, and I'm talking steroid drug use, not drugs. But in 2018, Jody Meeks was suspended for testing positive. Hedo Turkoglu was suspended in 2013. Nick Kalaitis was suspended in 2014. Joakim Noah was suspended in 2017. You don't have a lot of guys anymore. Steroids or masking stuff isn't exactly what they do in the NBA, unless you're masking to not get caught smoking marijuana. So I don't know where the Suns go with this. All they can do is keep playing. Just keep playing. But bad timing. Because it's opening up. The seas are parting. And you can start to see the clear light. Because we all knew OKC was going to get out. But Golden State's bad. And people are going to play them like they were the champs still because nobody likes what they did to them in the last 5 years. They are going to inflict a beating on Steph Curry every night. Draymond Green hurt his elbow. That's not a good look for them. And then when you're – listen – this is no disrespect. I don't think the previous Suns management did Marquese Chriss any favors. And I don't think Marquese Chriss did Marquese Chriss any favors when he was here. And again, what I'm about to say is going to sound more disrespectful than it is. But when you're rolling him out in your starting lineup, you're in trouble. I mean, you are in a lot of trouble if Marquise Chris is in your starting lineup. I mean, the Golden State Warriors are rolling out Hall of Famer Steph Curry, Hall of Famer Draymond Green, D'Angelo Russell, who was an all-star last year, and Glenn Robinson III, Kevon Looney, Eric Paschal, Willie Cauley-Stein when he's healthy, Jordan Poole, Jacob Evans, Marquise Chris. Omri Spellman. That's not what you want to roll out if you're the Golden State Warriors. And that game last night where they were royally getting their asses handed to them by the Clippers, if you look at the box score, and we're talking about a team that was playing for the last 3 years with arguably the greatest starting lineup in the game at the time, and I start telling you, yeah, Curry got 30 minutes, Draymond got 28, D'Angelo got 33. But then I'm telling you, Robinson III got 30. Paschal got 31. Evans and Poole, 21, 22 minutes each. I'm giving you those names that are getting real minutes in an NBA game, not a summer league. Kai Bowman even got 4 minutes in the game. And a lot of the time, some of these guys got in with garbage time because the game was already decided. But when you're looking at the starting lineup, and I'm not a plus-minus guy, but when Draymond is a minus 35, Russell's a minus 35, Steph's a minus 19, Steph had 8 turnovers. Suns, you're blowing your shot at in the playoffs. And you're blowing your shot because one of the guys you need the most has decided to do stuff that he simply should not be doing. You ready for the weekend? Because I am. Social media. At the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Cave is always with a K. SportsCave.com. Cave is always with a K. You can get me at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Thank you, Chambers, for helping me do those picks. Paul calls me via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. We'll have more on DeAndre Ayton next week. We'll also have more on thesportscave.com. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. Watch as much football and basketball as you can. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, take care of yourself.